Hi, I'm Miguel Gomez, the director of AIDS.gov. You're listening to New Media Conversations with AIDS.gov.
This week on the AIDS.gov blog, we discuss looking back, moving forward. Last week, we attended the United States Conference on AIDS in Florida. USCA is the largest AIDS-related gathering in the United States. 3,000 people coming together to build national support networks, share information, and learn about cutting-edge tools to address the challenges of HIV and AIDS. Conference participants included healthcare and service providers, advocates, people living with HIV, and policymakers. The theme of the conference was Looking Back, Moving Forward. New media at USCA. Our time at USCA was spent looking forward to a future where new media will be a standard part of HIV messaging, but we aren't there yet. Here we highlight some examples of using new media to reach target populations at risk for or living with HIV. In the plenary session of the USCA, the conference opened with the SOY IAM project, a joint venture between Univision and the Kaiser Family Foundation. SOY tells the stories of individual Latinos living with HIV. The project debuted just in time for National Latino AIDS Awareness Day, which will take place on October 15th. The Kaiser Family Foundation also provided a webcast of USCA's opening session. There were three examples of workshops highlighting use of new media technologies. Thomas Henning from Cable Positive discussed how nonprofits can use new media to reach new clients. He discussed how to find free or inexpensive resources to help with using new media tools, and highlighted Cable Positive's popular rights-free public service announcements. The Northwest AIDS Education and Training Center offered a workshop entitled Employing Innovative Technology in HIV Clinical Training for Underserved Communities. The AIDS Education Training Center has a useful website that provides case-based modules on HIV diagnosis and treatment for minority and minority-serving healthcare providers in the Pacific Northwest. Finally, a new web series called In the Moment follows a group of gay men living in Los Angeles and chronicles their decision-making around sexual health. The interactive webpage also includes a blog that provides an outlet to discuss and promote safer sexual health practices. There were a couple of examples from roundtables and discussions at USCA. Acción Mutua is a capacity-building assistance program of AIDS Project Los Angeles and the Cesar E. Chavez Institute. Miguel Chion and Monica Nuno hosted a roundtable on using webinars to reach communities with HIV prevention, testing, and treatment messages. AIDS.gov sponsored a discussion group entitled, Let's Talk About New Media. Participants echoed what we heard at the International AIDS Conference and from others at USCA. People are using the web to find health information and to make healthcare decisions. There were a couple of other new media examples at the conference. AMFAR and PAWS are producing video for their web pages, and YouTube carries a video by PAWS on Latino and Asian Pacific Islander HIV/AIDS Awareness Days. The National Minority AIDS Council Twittered from the conference, and to learn more about Twitter, please see our past post. We also did a series of interviews, as we did in the Mexico City International AIDS Conference. The consensus among our colleagues was that people are starting to incorporate new media into their work, but the challenges are real, and there is plenty of room for improvement. Doug Weinbrenner from Good Samaritan Services in Kansas City told us, "We are just skimming the surface of what we can do." Susan Cohen, director of the Los Angeles Gay and Lesbian Center's Department of Health, Education, and Prevention, and part of the team that produces In the Moment, said, "We are continuously learning from our audience about how to plan for this new environment. That means considering everything from what to do when the computers start crashing to asking ourselves hard questions like, are we serving our audience?" She also said, the HIV community needs to assess the utilization of new media. Our target audiences are using these tools, and we have to meet them where they are. Monica Nuno told us, "So many of those we work with to reach use technology in their social lives. We use technology tools in our work to bridge the gap between home and work, bring information to people, and make it interactive. We have to meet providers where they are and make our information available on the platforms they use." Gustavo Adolfo Morales Correa with Entre Amigos told us. We've been engaging clients on MySpace in Puerto Rico for several years. But we know we have to step up our game. Our clients began by networking through us, but they quickly developed independent social networks. We have to reconsider how to engage with them. So moving forward, this is what we heard our colleagues, AIDS service organizations, health leaders, and national HIV advocates say they want. Technical assistance on new media. What is it? How can we use it? How to use and evaluate new media? How to work collectively, collaboratively on new media projects? And to talk about new media, what is our obligation to provide information? How can we challenge our communities to use these tools as appropriate? What are you doing to make your HIV information and resources available through new media outlets? Please share your stories, successes, and challenges with us. To access links mentioned in this week's blog podcast, please visit blog.aids.gov. Again, blog.aids.gov.
And for more information about HIV/AIDS, please visit www.aids.gov. This is Miguel Gomez for AIDS.gov. Thanks for listening.